rewards her secretly. That's Matthew 1:18 through 19.
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Hope, and I'm an overcomer. While Joseph thought about these things, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." All this happened to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Jesus is my Hi, everybody. My name is Jesselyn, and I'm an overcomer. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angels of the Lord told him to do. Joseph took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to the son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
My name is Will, as in God's will. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. When Jesus was born, some of the wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to be king of the Jews?" We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Matthew 2, verse 1 through 2.
Hello, my name is Shay, and I'm an overcomer.
Hey, Shay.
When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They came to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their gifts and gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You just heard all about the birth of Jesus. How his mother found out that she was pregnant. That's amazing. How Joseph found out that the woman that he was about to marry was pregnant. I don't know about you, but I don't know that I would be thinking about marrying her. And as we heard, he was going to divorce her secretly. I don't know if I had that in me. I'm telling everybody what she did. You know? I'm just being honest here. I'm telling everybody. I'm hurt. But the Holy Spirit came to him and told him, wait a minute, this is a whole nother thing we got going here. Something that is supernatural. This is something that just doesn't happen every day. See, this baby that she's pregnant with is God in flesh and blood and bone. I have a baby in my house now. I get to play with her all the time. Every morning, she sits in my lap, and she's my best friend right now. I don't think Joseph knew what it meant when he was told he's going to be the Savior of the world. I don't believe he understood how that was going to happen. I don't believe that he knew that he was going to be crucified on a cross. I couldn't imagine that little baby I play with every day and knowing that this is the future for her. I don't believe that they knew that. I don't believe Mary knew that. She just knew that God had given her something and she had a responsibility. Now why? Why? It's a great story, but why? Why did God send his son to earth to walk around amongst us? Why? He was just fine up there. He didn't have to come down here. There's one reason. One reason and one reason only. There was one reason that he was born as a baby and lived out his life. You know, the next time you hear about Jesus, he's about 12 years old. And he's preaching already. And then you don't hear about him again until he starts his ministry, about age 30. But the only reason he ever came here is for you. Come on. You. Come on. Yeah, you. Personally, he knows your name. That's the only reason. That's the only reason he was born. See, God set this bar, and y'all have heard me say this before. God set this bar untouchable. Untouchable by us. Here's what you must do to make it to heaven. Guess what? Ain't none of you going to get there. Ain't none of you going to do it. Nobody's going to be able to reach that bar that was set for you. So Jesus came and lowered that bar for you. He came and lowered that bar for you. You know, y'all have heard me say this. I love you, but you ain't getting one of my kids. I don't love you that much. Thank God that God does. He sent his son here as a little baby. Now, why a baby? I asked that question to myself. Why couldn't he just pop in as an adult and start a ministry and then all this stuff, you know? He came as a baby so he would relate. He knows what it is like to learn how to walk. He knows what it's like to learn how to talk. He knows what it's like to struggle, to look for a place to sleep. You know, Jesus was a homeless man. He traveled here and there. He came as a baby so he could grow up and experience the things that you experience all throughout your life. So he can say, I know. I lived there too. And if you want to come where I'm at, all you got to do is follow me. So tonight I'm asking you, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And if you don't, come talk to me. We'll talk about it. You know, all you really have to do is ask him in your heart, say, Jesus, I want to follow you. I'm not going to get it right. But you don't care. You just want me to keep trying. And so, Lord Jesus, I give you myself. Step three, I turn my will and my life over to the care of you, Lord. And you can do that sitting right there in your seat. You don't have to come up here and make a big production or find somebody to confess it to. Although, if you do, I would love for you to find somebody to talk to about it. The next step is baptism. And we can do that too. I would love for you to take that step if you hadn't. The wise men brought gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were there to worship him. That was their gifts. And worship. So tonight, guys, with the lighters, start passing them things out. And tonight, let's light a candle. And give Jesus our gift of worship. Y'all can blow your candles out and be seated. I stood up just a minute ago on the back of this cabinet to see. Wow, that was cool looking. Real cool looking. Next year, you know, this past year, everyone that's been up here to deliver a message, our focus has been prayer and the power of prayer. And we want to keep that focus through next year too. I don't want to lose that. Great things happen when you rely on God. So let's keep the prayer going. We're still meeting every Saturday at 4 o'clock in the back at the fellowship hall. And we pray up for 45 minutes or so. We meet there at 4 o'clock. Please show up for that. Please show up for that. The other thing that we're going to do, keep in prayer in mind, but next year, each month, we're going to talk about something different. And so next month, the month of January, all the messages will be about praise and worship. I thought this was probably a pretty good way to kind of get that in motion. And so next year, for next month in January, we'll be bringing messages about praise and worship. And Aunt Lori will bring the first message, so y'all don't want to miss that. So thank you guys for being here tonight. It was wonderful. We're having our overcomers meeting, and like it was already announced, we don't need to take down any of the other stuff, but we do need to put the wing chairs back out. So if you can help with that, that'd be great. We're going to go ahead and have our overcomers meeting after. We'll probably get started a little bit early on that, but just when everybody makes it back there, there's no big rush. I want y'all to stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer.